It is 11:30. It's Cambridge 105 Radio, and we are joined once again by our now resident fitness expert. Who was laughing?
That's me.
Yeah,
that's the
Alex Elbro. Hi, Alex.
Nice to meet you.
No, Joey Ison is back with us.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Tim.
Good.
How are you guys doing?
I'm very well. Yeah, very well. I'm gonna say I've just been talking about my Only the Brave, which I've been banging on about.
Yeah.
But I'm so proud of myself that I am going to bang on about it, and I'm telling Joey all about it. So
that's amazing.
It's 10K, really good. Mud, water, foam. That was a good slide, down a hill slide into foam.
Right.
That was actually the best fun one.
Right.
Although coming out of the foam wasn't so fun because you had it all in your eyes and then you're covered in mud so you couldn't rub your face.
No, exactly.
And then had to carry on running.
Brilliant. Well, well done,
yes,
you.
I am very proud. I've got my medal here. I'm going to put it on Joey's.
Joey's Facebook living this.
Facebook living.
There we go.
Only the Brave medal. You two could win one of those for East Anglia Air Ambulance. I think we're going to sign up for next year, our team.
Okay.
But we're going to go full merch next year. Matching T-shirts and all that business.
Great.
And I want to thank my team for getting me through it.
Well, well done to you, because you wouldn't catch me doing one of those in the month of Sundays.
No, I didn't really think I would catch me doing one either.
No.
So I'm very proud that I actually got over did all the obstacles which I talked about. Let you sign up and say you can go avoid them, you can go around them.
Oh, right.
But I was going to give everyone a go, and I did. And I didn't get injured, which was actually the win.
Was it Thetford you did this?
Yes, Thetford Forest. Right. And it rained.
Oh, did it?
Joy.
Oof.
That was the bit I was saying.
It doesn't matter, surely, at that point.
Yeah,
covered in mud and water.
But you are
anyway.
Quite cold, so yeah, rain wasn't the best.
It wasn't a very nice day that day, was it?
It wasn't.
No.
No. But so it can only get better. But yeah, so
no,
I'll hand over to the proper fitness expert now.
So, Joey, you're going to come in on a regular basis and we're going to cover a particular topic each time.
Yes.
And today's topic is how you can lose weight while still eating your favourite foods.
100%. Mm-hmm. My five sort of top tips.
Is this magic?
Ooh, not exactly magic. Well, some people might see it as magic, but I see it as sort of super simple tips that people don't unnecessarily use that could be find them useful to help them get to their weight loss goals and still manage a social life.
Now, this is very interesting to me because this is what I'm doing at the moment. I'm trying. Awesome. I've started around January and I've lost a stone.
High five. That's awesome.
While still basically maintaining
That's
a social
great.
Life. But That's I was cool. saying to Tim, I'm guessing you, well, it might not be. You tell me your tips, but moderation is one. Or just allowing it into my balance of the day.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I wanted to sort of talk about today, is sort of how you can balance it and how you can manage it, and more importantly, actually get to your target, because we all want to focus on the end goal, right? But there's a lot of stuff that crops up in our journey.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I like to preach with, you know, my clients and my guys, that I sort of educate them on how they can still manage a social life and still fit the foods they love, you know, the places they like going out to eat, drink, and still manage to hit their weight loss targets. As it can be done, because we're always sort of, you know, as you well know, there's so much information out there. It's sort of like you get a bit overwhelming and you get a bit bombarded by, well, what do I believe? Because, you know, 5 years ago, we all thought that eggs gave us, you know, high cholesterol.
Yeah.
The research says otherwise.
Yeah. So I eat a lot of eggs, and my mother-in-law still can't believe that we have two eggs every day for breakfast.
Yeah.
Every time we see her, she says, "You having two eggs for today?"
Yeah, 100%.
I said, yes. And it's all good. But yeah,
100%. And that's what I hopefully like to give today with the guys listening, is, you know, five useful, simple tips they can use to get them sort of started and motivated. And more importantly, you know, make it all manage and fit within the lifestyle, because we want the lifestyle to fit around our goals. We don't want to sort of make the gym and fitness bombard our life and make it super difficult.
Okay. So this, you say my favourite food. So my favourite food could be anything. It could be a Big Mac, or it could be a bar of chocolate, or it could be ice cream, or it could, any of those
things. Yes, 100%.
Right.
It can fit. But this is what I sort of will go on to in just a second, is making sure that you know your numbers, which is my first sort of like my first tip, is make sure that you know what you're consuming on
calorie wise. Yeah, that's the big thing I found. I've logged since I started refocusing this year, I'll say, because I've been on and off it for years. is I log everything I eat now. Mm-hmm. I've got a little app on my phone, and I'm amazed by how high some things are in calories that I really didn't realise.
Is it still about just, well, not just calories, but is it still about calories? Because I thought I read somewhere recently, and again, you know, some of this stuff can be complete rubbish, that it's not actually about calories. It's about the amount of fat or salt or sugar and things, and the calorie count is kind of secondary to that.
It comes into play, isn't it? But I always sort of, I massively sort of delve into a nutrition pyramid. So the bottom of the pyramid should always be things you can adhere to. Because if there's no point fitting a diet, is there? It's something that you hate doing because you won't follow it. But then the most important bit is calories. The second bit that you're referring to, Tim, was what we call macronutrients. That is our macronutrient split. So like the protein, the carbohydrate, all the boring stuff, the fats, the vegetables, and mineral vitamins.
Mine split into red, like a traffic light. So they try and encourage you to get most of your calories from your green foods, some from your amber, and then some you are allowed your red foods, but in moderation, which is what...
So that's what I sort of tend to preach. So I'm massively fond of the 80-20 principle, mm-hmm. where sort of 80% of your diet or your lifestyle consists of sort of nutrient-dense foods. So we're talking, like, again, back to the protein, fats and carbs, so your lean meats, red meats, fish, poultry, you name it. Carbohydrate sources from sort of rice, potatoes, quinoa, couscous. And then you have your fats, so avocados, nut spreads. You've got the virgin olive oils as well, coconut oils. And you feed, obviously, you fill that with, you know, vegetables, fruits. And then 20% of that is then left for, like, your treats.
Right.
Your meals out, your whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you enjoy having, chocolate.
Gin.
Pizza in my heart is my favourite example.
Yeah.
So and again, you can do it, but you have to, this is what I'll go into a second, is you have to know your numbers first, because if you don't know your numbers, then you're pretty much just second guessing.
Yeah, and that's what I was doing before. And I mean, I used to do a lot of gym training, mm-hmm. and my trainee at the time would always say, "I can give you any tips I am in the 1 hour I see you, because what you're doing in the rest of the
23 hours out of that
of every day of every week." And so I could do as much gym as you like, but until we worked out that actually eating double amounts of what I needed, you know, didn't realise that.
Oh, it's crazy.
And every time I went to the gym, of course, I'd have a cake afterwards because, you know, you've been to the gym. Exactly. And then when you found out that the actual cake was more calories than you'd burnt,
then you knew
you were in a bad place at that point, aren't you?
Yeah. So, but then you work backwards.
Then I'll have a different... Mm. Well, that's what I do. I do a lot of looking at other things and trying to work out what is the best of the you know... compromising, you know,
yeah,
unless it's something like you say you really want. And I know, obviously, I have blips, I make me sound like I'm an angel now, not at all. But if you get back on it and then do the thing, you know, I'm managing it.
Great,
it's not massively, I'm not losing half a stone a week, but I don't want to,
yeah. Don't wait for Monday to come around.
Yeah.
Just start the next day. You know, that's one thing I always preach with my clients is, if you had a bad day, don't wait till Monday.
Yeah,
start the next morning.
Yeah. And I find that that's the other thing. Eat what you would normally eat on a good day.
Yeah.
Not say, well, I'm going to starve now for 2 days because I've had a bad day.
Silly approach.
And then, of course, you get hungry, then you eat another bar of chocolate and away it goes, I think so. But I agree with you.
And that's the thing.
On the first one.
Yeah. And I've sort of typed down here, so, you know, people don't know their numbers. For example, like one of my favourite treats is having a pizza, and I know far and right what's going in that pizza. So like a Domino's pepperoni pizza, for example, my favourite pizza, is 2,400 calories.
Whoa, okay.
That's quite a big lot, and people don't. And most men that I come across
would eat whole.
Most clients don't know.
And that's your daily intake of calories, kind of pretty much.
Whole daily intake and calories. So what the hell do you do? Because obviously you're going to order the sides of that, the dough balls. The dressing, you're talking like an additional 1,500 on top of that, and you're like, oh, this won't work. And it does work. You just got to make it fit. And the reason how we make it fit is brings on to point number two. My second tip is what we call store a calorie bank.
Right.
Now, this sort of like throws the people off. It's like, well, what on earth is that? And I'll go into detail with it. It's essentially, think of a calorie bank as like a bank account. So let's say to lose weight, you got to consume 2,000 calories a day. That's our number. So let's look at that in our current account. Right, you've got to spend those 2,000 pounds in your bank account. Fantastic. Like, you get to fill it whatever you want, okay, to some degree. But let's say you go into your overdraft. What happens? You're in your overdraft by, say, a few hundred calories. That accrues interest, debt, and that debt is extra body fat gained over time. And that's a big, like, harsh reality to deal with.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. And that is the reality, isn't it? That
sadly.
You think, oh, it creeps up. That's how it creeps back again if you're not.
Yeah, but that's where you come to sort of managing it as well. Okay. And one thing that I like to do is you store up a calorie bank. So the calorie banking method is, let's say you've gone back to 2,000 a day, you've got to spend 2,000, then you simply save, 200 calories a few days before. Mm. So, like, I know that Saturday night is my night of eating that favourite meal. So then 2 days prior to that, I allow myself for an additional 200 calories to play around with and then add that on top of the actual intake.
So is that because you consume less than 2,000 a few days previously? Yes.
So you do a couple of days slightly less.
Because most people, it's
but
more
knowing your numbers, otherwise you don't know what you are consuming, so I suppose you can't.
Because to gain a pound of body fat roughly is equivalent to 3,500 calories. You've got to consume, you'd have to consume a lot that day to really go over that number. Like, and most of the time, people sort of get caught up and weigh themselves and think, oh, damn it, I've gained all this weight. It's not. It's like most of it's like water retention, sodium, and your muscles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, store up a calorie bank, and that's probably the best way. And then on top of that, you've got your daily activity level on top of that. So if you exercise and you train and you sort of you're active for that day, that does help take some of the effect
off.
So doing
like 10,000 steps, is that a way to do it?
Yeah, that's a great way.
I'm always a little bit dubious about my
It's funny though, like, I don't know who come up with the idea of 10,000 steps.
It's
all relative to the person. So, like I was saying to Tim a little while ago on the radio, like everyone has different lives.
Yeah.
We're all busy. We have unique, lifestyles. You know, some may work in an office and might not be able to hit their 10,000. Mm. And, as a coach, me as a trainer, if I say, you've got to hit your 10,000 steps and they're barely getting four, they can be demotivated to do that anyway and lose sight of them losing weight. So we sort of start off with a realistic attempt and go away like, well, actually, if you're managing four, could we try and pop that up to 4.5? But the steady, we call our non-exercise activity thermogenesis, NEAT levels, that is going to help massively, ramp up more energy.
You last year, you ramped up your steps, didn't you?
I still have a step counter on my phone. I don't go out of my way to make sure I get 10,000. If I tend to be active at work, then I'll do 10,000 quite easily because that's part of my job.
Imagine you walk around a lot at work, don't you?
But if today, for example, I'm going home after this, I'll be sat in front of the computer for the rest of the afternoon. I won't do 10,000 today. Yeah. But I guess kind of a nice thing for people to kind of put as a target.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's
it's super simple, and then you can start from there. You can sort of work for something simple and build from it. It's no point sort of setting out like an unrealistic target because you're just not going to do it.
Yeah,
but storing up a calorie bank, tip number two, is highly advised. What I sort of tend to educate and tell what my guys to do.
Okay, what's tip number three?
Tip number three, obviously, work out and increase your activity. It's my favourite way or method is especially super important way is implementing strength training. Strength training is burning, utilising a lot of muscle groups, and obviously muscle can burn extra energy while at rest. And obviously we're sort of combined.
So
this
strength
with,
like weights.
Yeah, with like weight training, that sort of thing. So like you're talking, the big what might people might be put off of this, but big super compound lifts. So like your squats, your overhead presses, pull ups,
deadlifts. I do those.
They sort of utilize a lot more energy than say just sitting on a seated recumbent bike in your gym.
That's interesting. Because I do that. I have a trainer.
Cool.
I'm going to give a shout out to Ash, who trains me, and we do a lot. That's basically most of my hour is doing like deadlifts or squats or things.
And that works better than cardio, sitting on a bike
combined.
We'll have a little circuit at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. So have 10 minutes of that or something.
But mainly sort of big compound movements because they're using a lot of energy. You like and burning a hell of a lot in that session. And
it doesn't feel like it.
No.
That's what's interesting. Yeah.
No. I mean, obviously with the right guidance, the right support, like you've got a trainer, and I included, like you've got good technique, you can build from that as well.
To be fair, I wouldn't do the weights without a trainer. That's been a check because when I go to a gym, I'd think, I'm leaving all that. But having someone to tell you exactly what to do is it or a class for me.
Yeah, it's making sure that you on the day that you want to have the meal. You want to try and increase your activity as much as possible.
If we go back to the idea of the bank account, which I like this as an idea. So you've got 2,000 £6 in your bank account for the start of the day. But if you're going to go to the gym, you're going to do a workout, then that's going to bank you another X
additional
amount,
yeah,
because you've burnt that off.
Yes, so that can add up. So
however,
you'll get,
this is where people make the mistake. So let's use that 2,000 calories, right? And that is what we need to create the deficit to us to lose weight. Mm. Most people go, well, I've burnt this amount off. I can eat that extra. Well, it's not advised.
You could, but you're going to maintain.
But then you're going to stay where you are. Yeah,
you're going to sort of maintain that same weight.
Mm.
So it's playing around with it and making sure you have a life as well, which I'll get into in a minute. But you know, it's a great, fantastic way, a super simple way of like going right, backlogging, and taking. Yeah. And that's my next tip: is taking responsibility for it as well. Because if you know, we're all adults, and we're all it means we're responsible, right, for our own actions. You know, play, you know, be smart, like go, know where you're gonna go. Don't go all in and say, well, I'm gonna have a starter, a main, a dessert, you know, and I'm gonna order another plate, and you know what, we're gonna have cocktails down the road, you know what, we'll have a cappuccino.
Have you been watching me?
got a cappuccino, and then again, it's knowing your numbers and working back. And it is harsh, like I know, but it comes being a bit accountable and being a bit responsible.
I find now that I just, I'll choose which of the things are the deal breakers, as I was gonna say, deal break.
Yeah.
But what I really want is this, so I will let whatever it is go.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, if I'm gonna have a starter, I won't have a dessert, or try not to have the bread with the they just put on the table. That's the key one that I'll end up
the
if
bread.
I'm not careful.
Yeah, the bread.
You could eat like two bread rolls, couldn't you? You know, or whatever.
Yeah,
I can't. But
well, yeah. So again, that's just me. You know, if it's put down in front of me, I have to use some self-control, take responsibility.
I will admit, it is hard, because you got to remember, like, you got a sense of smell and taste buds and all these sort of things lighting our brain. You know, that dictates massively as well. Like, you got to remember the subconscious as well, and all these things. Is you will have trigger foods as well. We will have our favourite food. I said mine was pizza, but we will have something that, I can't, you know, no matter if I'm dead religious with my diet, or dead religious on training and being accountable, you'll always have one food that you just reach for, and that's part of our psychology and behaviour at the end of the day with foods. And but like I said, these tips so far, like, it's just keeping it simple. Know your numbers. Make sure you work out on the day.
So work on the day is the
working
best,
out on
is
the day.
Key, is it?
Yeah, so you do that. You know, you're creating an extra deficit as well.
On that day,
A great way, like probably like you do it with Ash, is I like throwing in with my guys is modified sort of strongman circuit. So like flipping tires, using battle ropes.
Yeah, I have done that before.
And carrying kettlebell, because you know that's a lot more fun. I find it a lot of fun. Yeah. Like, my guys really enjoy that. Yeah. Than just jumping on a treadmill for 10, 20 minutes, you know, looking at a number and, you know, not putting much effort in. Mm. You know, I think that's quite fun, flipping a tyre, personally. I get a lot of feedback from it.
Yeah, fun watching someone else do it.
Yeah, I'll watch. Yeah.
I do the dragging. I have done flipping tyres. I used to be with Jay Banks. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I remember Jay.
Yes,
he taught me how to, taught me spin.
PT. He got you flipping tyres and then pushing them along the floor. That's really hard work. But you can feel that you are doing something aren't you?
Oh, okay. Man.
So you said take responsibility.
Take responsibility. And the last one is do not feel guilty about this whole thing. Because we want to be... What's the point of being a weight loss goal if you can't enjoy yourself? We want to enjoy it. We want to feel like this process is enjoyable. Because if it's not enjoyable, you won't stick to it.
Yeah.
And that's the most important. I think that one of the most important key tips today is make sure you're enjoying yourself as well. Always look at what you're doing right now and sort of say, can I stick to this a year from now?
Yeah.
If you can't, then something needs to change, and you need to change the approach. I mean, like, unfortunately, you had the meet in the middle. You've joined this journey to lose weight, and there has to be a little bit of sacrifice. It does have to little bit of leeway, but you can still have a social life and still hit your weight loss target.
Mm. I think going back to your point before, I think you've mentioned it before, is also finding an exercise. And I think we've said this before, something that actually you enjoy doing, because there's no way you're going to do...
No.
Like, I'm not keen on biking, and so I wouldn't ever do spin, because I even sitting on a bike in the gym just does nothing for me.
Yep.
But I don't mind rowing, and I found Blaze is a new class I've found.
Okay,
which
I absolutely
love. So, of course, I'm keen to go to it then, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, of course.
Rather than thinking, here we go.
Yeah.
And then I don't put your effort in anyway, because you're just doing, you're going through the motions of it and things. And there's various classes I've tried over time where I've gone to them, and then I must do this, and then you realize that you're not quite so keen, you're getting there a bit late, you're doing it, and think, hang on, this isn't really working. Something needs to change, but then I just have to find something else, I think. But
okay, let's recap then. So, tip number one,
make sure you know what you're consuming, so know your numbers.
Okay. Yeah. Number two,
store up a calorie bank. Mm-hmm. Tip number three, work out and increase your activity on the day that you're deciding to go out or have your meal. Number four, take responsibility. And lastly, tip number five is actually enjoy yourself and enjoy the process. Because what's the point of sticking to something if you don't enjoy it?
Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
If you missed any of that, then you'll find it's part of the podcast. But you can also go onto Joey's Facebook and watch the video back. Yes?
Yes, they can. I've got it on my sort of my personal page, but I'm going to be sort of broadcasting this on my my Warrior Project page as well. So that's my business.
Warrior Project. Yes. Okay, I'll look for that. I'll join that.
Thank you.
You're all over social media.
Oh, yeah. I'm always posting valuable content for guys to take action on. Every day I'm on there as well, giving insight, because I'm, like I said, I'm so passionate about what I do and love helping people, especially working with guys. And you can find me on there, interact with me in there. So if you have any problems or any questions that you want answering regarding like health and fitness and weight loss, please drop me a message. I'd love to help.
Excellent.
And you'll be back again soon. I don't know what we'll talk about next time. You sent me a whole list of potential topics.
Yeah, loads of topics. Something that lasts a year.
Well, we'll get you back in a month or so's time.
Excellent.
We'll cover something
else. Thank you so much for having me again, guys.
Thank you.